Blog Talk Radio.
They were seated at a table in an exclusive cabaret that sat beside a narrow winding river that floated passing excursion steamers filled with joyful tourists. Seemed so continental and peaceful. Gonna be full. A lot of turf fightings going on. Why not move in? I needed that. They're asking us to back off. That smells of politics. The trouble the world over, Maggie. It took politics for a civil society. Now politics is uncivil. Where the hell does that leave us then? The number one question, where do we go from here? Got some info on you. No wonder you don't bluff. Special forces. An officer even fought with the British. I can't say I hate all your guts. You've seen some real action. You better believe it. I hope that info cost you plenty. Where you met him? Or did you know him from Detroit? Sure. You're going to rub me the wrong way once too often. I do hate all your guts. Got some info on you, too. You ain't hurting at all for a moolah. From Nova Scotia, father left you a fortune in stocks and real estate, in which you build on it to become one of the richest women in North America or the world. Established a special service operation in your government that answers to no one. A clergywoman and the title of colonel with firepower. The good Lord pointed Mary the way of the gun to fight Abel. And more, a political hopeful with your eye on the prize. I hope Plantag, rather cheap, your common knowledge.
Hi, you insolent, ugly American.
Stop all that growling. We're supposed to be a happy couple, in love, and go easy on the wee nips.
Who's growling? In love, don't give me the jitters. This is medicinal, and I can hold my ground.
The way you're acting, you're scared off a tiger. Let's dance.
This place of ill repute?
I dare you.
I take dares. From no man.
They began dancing with a glass in Maggie's hand. We've got to make this look good. He's no fool. Put that glass down. And we're not waltzing. Let me hold you closer.
Blimey, if you hold me any closer, you're beyond me.
What softness.
Yeah. Leave us not get carried away here, big boy. And I mean big.
Pardon. The way I'm built.
Blimey. Would a woman have a chance?
No complaints. Maggie, meet man. You mean horse. Cold as you are, it shouldn't faze you in the least. Who the hell is Cole? What do you know about me? Smart ass? I'm more a woman than you'll ever meet. I have reports. What? Reports? Why, you damn army fugitive? You just enjoy getting my pressure up. Try counting to 10. Try one count to a damn thing and stop smothering me. A woman has to have some pride. Do you understand we have to make this look good to pull it off? Try this one for size. John kissed Maggie on her lips. How dare ya? I have to wipe my mouth. Careful. Pretend you love it. And leave that precious kiss on a while. It may make a real woman of you. You conceited. I'm going to cry. I've never been so insulted. Watch up. Comes another for show. Because I sense something. Come on. I double dare. I swear by the Almighty, I'll put a slug right in ya. I don't take dares from women. John did it again and held it longer. Maggie stared at him.
You are a brave lad, Brother John. About the only person I can't scare.
That one was very good.
Yeah, so I felt. You dirty dog.
Quiet. I sense his presence. Call it combat instinct. And danger.
Blimey, I think you mean what you say.
Three gunmen struggled from upstairs and from an ongoing battle. Race indiscriminate of everyone. John dived for Megan and sent her to the floor. And just before gunfire, threw away the spot where they were. Two bartenders and two employees who attempted a confrontation were ripped apart, splashing their blood everywhere. A terror ship gliding calmly near was pierced so with gunfire that it crashed into a dock, causing tourists to jump overboard in hysterical attempts to make it to safety. Maggie bust through the front entrance with gun in hand. The gunmen boarded their getaway car. Maggie aimed and shot. The car lost control and crashed. Maggie ran after the gunman's wrecked car and fired at a fleeing gunman. The gunman fired back at Maggie, who did a running dive behind a tree. A slowly moving car was sideswiped, throwing the driver out and leaving a little girl inside. John appeared in the doorway of the bullet-riddled cabaret.
John, the child!
John dashed after the running car with the little girl inside. To aghast spectators, John caught up with the moving car and pulled free the frightened child and cradled her in his arms.
Wow, you must be Superman. I'm Cookie.
My pleasure, Cookie.
No, the pleasure's all mine.
What have we saved here? A midget?
backup getaway car sped on the scene to rescue the crippled, lawless group, who sprayed gunfire about the area to cover their departure. John carried Cookie to the nearby downtown square and set her on a bench.
Maggie dragged up a wounded, bloody gunman and handcuffed him around a pole beside them at her hotel post.
A doctor, please. It hurts.
Hurt on, rat. On to our disgust. You might live.
This is Cookie. She's 8, going on 40. This is Reverend Colonel Maggie Patterson of Government Special Services.
Hi, Reverend Colonel Maggie of Government Special Service. The poor man there.
Hi, baby. Where did your uncle go? Looks like he has run off.
That's my crazy uncle, all right.
Cookie, you shouldn't talk about your uncle like that. Where are your parents?
In an accident once. I'm very sorry, dear one.
Quite a tug of war today. I guess Jack took a powder because of all the fireworks. His implications in the Midwest were as bad.
So I hear tell, but on his tail, we have a dragnet out. He can't get through. Mr. Jack has made his one big mistake. Do I display happiness?
You do. Your face looks all aglow.
I am, Brother John. I am.
He slipped through those nets before.
Not this one, he can't. John, don't think I owe you for saving my life.
I owe him plenty, Maggie. He ran like a deer and saved my bacon.
Okay. I owe you to be paid back.
That's all right, Reverend Maggie. It'll be by and by.
What are you?
Be taken
what do you
in
mean?
Some sort of agreeable trade, so to speak.
Why, you smart ass American? I'll have your head first.
Maggie, you talk to him like that? The one who saved your life?
You heard what he implied?
No. What?
Never mind, child.
And I thought you were all aglow with happiness.
I was. You did that on purpose.
Maggie, what's wrong? Hold her hand, Johnny.
You lay a hand on me, and I'll shoot it off.
And you call me Brother John.
Brother Rat.
You said you owed me. Were those just words, Reverend Colonel?
All right. I'll always make good my debts. What do you want? Stocks? Bonds? A bag of gold?
Is that all your life is worth?
How much, then?
3 kisses.
You want what? I never have. Does that include the other 2?
You kissed before?
3 fresh ones.
You're sure you're not touched in the head some? I can make you a rich man.
If you gave me all the world.
Wow. John, what do you really think of my...
Take a good look at yourself, Maggie. You're crude in conduct and in speech, which detract from your natural beauty. Your looks and figure put most women to shame. And you don't need me to tell you this, that you're attractive.
How far do these kisses go?
That'll be up to you. Are we ready?
You risked your life. You thought first about me. Sure, I'm ready. Brother John, turn your head, child.
John tightly embraced Maggie and kissed her deeply in the mouth.
John, John, you're taking advantage. I'm not stone.
He lifts Maggie in his arms. Inside.
If it pleases you.
Cookie, sit here in the lobby a while. We're going inside to talk.
We won't be long, baby. Take your time. Don't worry about me.